Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we want to look at the second part of the genealogy of Jesus recorded in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. I'd love for you to catch up from yesterday's Devo if you didn't get the first part of this lineage. Today I want to talk about four women included in this genealogy. Now the important part is in Jesus' day, women were not usually included in a genealogy, but they are in the one that Matthew gives us. But here are four other women. Tamar, she was the wife of Judah's son, And due to her husband's untimely death and mistreatment by his brothers, Tamar posed as a prostitute, slept with Judah, and became pregnant. Not an ancestral story you proudly share, but there she is in the lineage. Rahab. She was helpful to the spies Joshua sent on a reconnaissance mission to Jericho. Her occupation? Well, she was a prostitute. Ruth. Her story is one of faithfulness and loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi. After Naomi lost her husband and her two sons, the young widow Ruth left her people and followed Naomi back to Israel. God graciously introduced her to a new husband, Boaz. But remember, Ruth was from Moab, a foreigner. Moabite blood was not welcome in the line of the Jewish people, and yet here she is in the lineage of Jesus. David and Bathsheba. Well, certainly King David was an important person in Christ's lineage. However, right after he introduces the king, Matthew writes, David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. That reference to the sordid story of adultery, deceit, murder appears right in the middle of the Messiah's lineage. One writer comments on the inclusion of the prostitutes, the foreigner, and the adulterer in the lineage of Jesus. He writes, Matthew may have included these individuals in order to emphasize that God's choice in dealing with people are all of His grace. Perhaps also he included these people to put Jewish pride in its place. Father, as we consider this lineage, we thank you for your great picture of grace. And as we consider our own ancestry, we see grace written all over it. Keep us humble as we consider those in our families, even people like us, that are less than perfect. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We know the Christmas season can be difficult for many people, and we'd love to pray for you here at The Journey. Send your request to prayer at ronmoore.org. That's prayer at ronmoore.org.